watch this shit. Please read it the way that Moore guy who made a movie about some kids bullying Columbine. What the fuck is this? I don't get paid enough to do this kind of shit. I don't even know who this Moore guy. I never see this kids bullying at Columbine. Look, just shove it up your ass and listen to it the way I'm going to read it. If you don't like it, shove it up your ass again. Encyclopedia to host Homeless Esperanzian. 4th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Encyclopedia, planet Pluto. After days of wandering through space, many ousted Esperanzians finally reach Encyclopedia's planet Pluto. Their arrival was neither glorious nor greeted by warm welcomes. Their spaceship was battered, their oxygen supply low, their food and water ran out days ago. They had nowhere to go when they'd reached the planet Pluto. After an uphill battle, Wikipedians finally beaten the Esperanzians just before New Year's Eve. Quote, just like Bush and Saddam, we don't want to hear any more about Esperanza in 2007, unquote, one Wikipedian said. He wrote on his votes comment space that the final ballot was cast, the voting was closed, and the votes were counted. And then being recounted, being in Florida, Wikipedia had to count the ballots 7 times. Each time a landslide victory over the Esperanzian was announced, adding insult to the Esperanzian's injury, they were beaten out of Wikipedia headquarters in Miami, Florida. CSI was having lunch at the time and couldn't be reached for comments. The closing statement didn't even state that Esperanza was to be condemned. It merely states that Esperanza was to be decentralized. The Wikipedian has no moral justification nor any legal basis for the destruction of Esperanza. The Council of Esperanza did not escape the carnage. They stood for trial, the crimes against Wikipedia, and was executed at dawn today. This is shit writing, and I ain't fixing it. A video of their tragic death, recorded on cell phone, currently circulates on the internet. It illustrates the taunting of Wikipedians, some yelling, Allahu Akbar, meaning God is great. Their leaders kept unflinching dignity until they die. They were so scared that only when they die can they wet their pants. Huh? The first Esperanzian was found in a 10-year-old encyclopedian when the cat she was huffing escaped and ran away. The cat was crushed by the Esperanzian's spaceship. Later that day, more ships landed on the Encyclopedian's planet Pluto. The torrent of refugees alerted the high-ranking officials of Encyclopedia, who was at the time busy contemplating the future of nihilism. Within minutes, they announced that Encyclopedia would build a refugee camp for Esperanzians. Quote, we laid out some newspaper on our backyard. Should be enough for tonight. We're still looking for some sticks to prop up a makeshift tent. This from an official. This wasn't the first time Wikipedians went after the Esperanzians. Quote, we've beaten the MFDs before, but they kept coming back, unquote, one battle-weary Esperanzian explains. Quote, I hope they won't attack this place. We have nowhere else to go. We'd like to say thank you and award you guys with an original barn star. If only they'd let us take our barn star with us. All we have is love for you guys and gals. In a press conference, Wikipedia President Jimbo W. Wales called the execution of the Esperanza Council, quote, a great victory which would lead to a brighter future for Wikipedians and Esperanzians alike, unquote. Wikipedia is preparing for 5 days of celebration of the eradication of Esperanza. Quote, this was an evil regime who kills their own people, builds weapons of mass destruction, and harbors terrorists under pretenses of love. They were living in sin when they love each other, especially when they use condoms or love one other person of the same sex, unquote. This said Wikipedian President Jimbo W. Wales. Their clothes tattered, their bodies drained of fluids. The Esperanzians lost the place they used to call home. The Wikipedians turned it into a dump site where they throw away all articles they choose to delete. But for a moment at least, they have a place to call home, even if it is only a piece of newspaper laid out in someone's backyard. That is, until the encyclopedians get fed up with the power of love and kick them off of their planet. This has been Reverend Zimulator, not sounding like Michael Moore. Thank you for suffering.